Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. As you know, we normally don't have an episode on a Wednesday, but when we do a planner series, I really like to try to implement a little extra on a Wednesday just to make it a little bit more fun. So today I am going to read from the Hectic Witches Planner our January article, which is titled A True Reset. It is the beginning of the year. So what does this mean? Well, it means a lot of lofty goals, financial recouping from the holiday season, and shaking off the buzz of many events and social obligations. A new year means that we can finally breathe again. While many websites, listicles, and magazines will tell you now is the time to kick it into gear with that new workout plan, a stricter budget, and new routines, we're going to be that friend that goes, "Hey, witch, slow your roll." While yes, if you are feeling motivated, that's amazing. Work that flow and go with how you feel. However, I would feel like a bad friend if I didn't also gently remind you of a chaotic holiday season that you just went through. Indulge in a bit of self-care this January before you take on the year of 2023. You may be thinking, oh great, another article on taking a bubble bath. Pass. No, hear me out. Well, yes, if you think I'm not going to tell you to take a bubble bath, you are crazy. Still, I'm going to include some other ideas to make an actual refreshing start to your year and help you breathe a little easier. So let's talk about three fundamental aspects of your life that tend to get bogged down: your body, mind, and space. So let's talk about your space. A cluttered space makes us feel like we're spiraling. It is my own guilty habit, and often it makes me feel overwhelmed and out of control. So I'm going to give you a little homework to schedule into this planner. It will take no more than 30 minutes. Throw out all of the holiday leftovers. I know you're so sure that you're going to do something with that ham bone, but really, are you? Next, you see that pile of gifts that have no home yet? I know you have no idea if you even like the lamb from Aunt Jo or the slow cooker from your mom that she also gave you last year. Take 20 minutes and go through them. Give them homes or decide if they need to be donated. Finally, now is the perfect time to remove the holiday-specific items from your space. The tree, the Santa decor, and your ironic ugly Christmas sweater for office parties are more than ready to be put away. Now let's talk about your mind. We've just been through a pretty hectic, though fun, season. Parties, feasts, social events often clutter the holiday season, and sometimes we can feel a little overwhelmed. Try a few of these tasks to help unclutter the mind as you go into the new year. Spend 45 minutes and clean up your inbox. Yes, the dreaded inbox. Delete everything that is no longer useful and finally respond to the items you've been putting off. Clear out your DVR. Yes, you've been recording all 7 seasons of Buffy, but if you've gone almost 3 months without watching a single episode, it's time for it to go. Finally, let us talk about emotions. The holiday season is full of complex emotional situations, and worrying about what your friend meant precisely when she made that comment, or why your long-hated cousin was invited to a party, is not going to do you any good, okay? So let's face it, you won't find the answers you want. People are complicated. Let it go. Now let's talk about your body. This is typically what we associate with self-care. First off, start the year off with a health check. If you have insurance, get a physical. If not, take stock of any pains, discomforts, or other aspects of your body you may be concerned about. Next, take about 15 minutes to treat yourself to a guided body scan. This is a beautiful meditation. You can find multiple variations online, which will help you become more in tune with your body. Now, I know you've been waiting for this part. De-stressing. Take some time for yourself and do acts of de-stress. Baths, masks, grounding, meditation, whatever it is that makes you feel clear from tension and stress. So there we go, witches. I hope this gives you a little extra motivation to begin the year off with a tabula rasa. All right, witches, I hope you have a great Wednesday. I hope you like that article. I include it in the 2022 planner and the 2023 planner. I just like it. I think it's good advice. So there you go. So that's it. I hope you have a great day. This is a short episode, considering the rest this week are probably monster long episodes. And we'll talk soon.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.